Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable members, let me start by introducing myself. My name is Farrell Moses. I'm the president of the Northern Cape Sport Council, and I'm also a member of the coordinating committee for the National Sport Forum.
My name is Patrick Faniel. From the Northwest Province, president of the Northwest Academy, but representing Northwest here.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Tan Sigam Tim. I'm the vice president of KZN Sports Council.
Thank you, Chair, honorable members, Nkululi Makada, the president of Eastern Cape Sports Council.
Good morning, Chair, honorable members. Patrick Muzi Hlongwane, KZN Sports Council and President.
Chair, honorable members. Barry Hendricks, President of the Gauteng Sports Council.
Chair, honorable members. Yasin Lombard, General Secretary, Gauteng Sports Council.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, everybody. Jerome Orange, the Western Cape Provincial Sports Council.
Good morning, Chair and honorable members. My name is Charles Power. I'm the president of the Footprint Sports.
Good morning, Chair, honorable members. My name is Linda Zwane, president of the Malawi Sports Confederation. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you very much for it. Members will introduce themselves. They speak as a first question ready for you, so to know the members of parliament. You may meet with us in many meetings or sports. I didn't see you endow in the Indaba meeting. I don't recall a single face being there. I thought you were very busy somewhere.
We're all there.
You talk too much. Okay, colleagues, let us allow you to make the presentation wherever it is in the higher provincial delegation. And then you can, but I think we are at the back. If you wouldn't mind to come a little bit further, because if you are making a presentation, you make it difficult for us to see who's making a presentation most. and then try to, unless of course the, your machine can't be able to move, then you can, and then accept it.
Thank you, Chair. Honourable members, we want to start by thanking you most profusely for extending the invitation to us. And our apologies for not submitting the hard copies on the expected time, but we only received the invite on the 14th. Having said that, Chair, honourable members, I want to also take the opportunity very early to congratulate the Chair on his appointment on the, of the chairperson, and we are pleased and our profound gratitude at the movement for sport at grassroots level to present to you some of the inherent problems and who we actually are. Just a apology, so also on some of the slides you will see at the head, on top we still have the Northern Cape Sport Council, but it was just an initial slide which we changed. The nature of and the constituency of this forum, Chair, is that we are constituted throughout the 9 geopolitical provinces. At this point in time, we still await the official launch of the Northwest Provincial Sport Council. They are the only provincial sport council who are not launched as yet. Limpopo is not here. Mr. Joe Mahomolo is the president, and they are launched and constituted, but our apology for the Pope not being here.
For a moment I thought that the absence of the Pope was because, you know, everything in the Pope was taken over by the central government. That explained that I didn't hear
that. Yeah, thank you, Chair, for the observation, but we have not placed them under administration.
And you mustn't respond to Lee. Lee sometimes leaves in his own appetite. Okay, Moss, you can continue.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. The next slide is the names of all the presidents as they've introduced themselves. And I'm not going to draw on that. Chair, while Barry's fiddling with the slide, the way we are constituted, the 9 geopolitical provinces meet on a quarterly basis, and it is with the intention of networking and strategizing and sharing common best practices that we resolve, we form a national sport forum. We must say from the start that all 9 geopolitical provinces is an affiliate of SASCOC, and we not a parallel body, but we an affiliate of SASCOC, and we believe that in our objectives you will see what we stand for. This is how we perceive our role and the organogram within the sport fraternity to look like. SASCOC being the macro body, the mother body, the provincial sport confederation of councils with our strategic partner, the Department supports arts and culture and recreation, and then also in line with the national Indaba and the resolutions of the national Indaba, the academies, which will resort forthwith under the provincial sport councils, dedicated portfolios for community sport and school sport. Next slide, please.
This is just an example of how we operate and who we service at the foundation level. And this is an example drawn from the Northern Cape, where the provincial structure is expected to make sure that there are operations in all the regions which they rightfully represent within their province. This example is drawn from the Northern Cape, you know, the biggest geopolitical province. We must take the example from them. So it's Francis Baard, Pixlike, Seme, Sianda, Namakwan, Don Taule, Chai Tsewe. Everything looks different. These district or regional sport councils is expected then to also cascade and do service delivery within the local municipal structures. And at this point in time, very few of us actually extend to ward area sport councils. But the expectation is that we service and address the needs of everybody within the sport domain within our respective provinces. Some of our objectives which we serve is to act as a conduit between the, our provincial political principles and civil society. We play a role of monitoring and evaluation and also implementation of the programs of the respective provincial departments, because we believe that government is the enabler and we should be the implementer with regards to sport programs. Development and transformation in sport is very close to our heart, and this is one of the two of the fundamental pillars which we believe that we should serve. The management and securing of facilities to avoid inaccessibility, governance, accountability, transparency, and commitment. Also very important is the accountability of local and regional federations to make sure that federations are operational within our provinces, and it's not only federations who exist at national level, because many of the federations are not resident within and throughout the provinces. We also see to the administration and smooth running of sport within our federations. And one of the key areas which we focus on is talent identification, because we believe with the mass-based sport, there should be sport leaders, and those who purport to be leaders within the communities must identify talent from a very early age. We engage and interact with the SALGA structures as a strategic partner, and this is also one of the issues which we will bring and present to you later, because we feel that if there's not a close working relationship, then we're really running into problems and causing undue constraints. Our key focus is also to ensure that sporting codes are affiliated to various sport councils, because we believe in organized sport rather than disorganized and fragmented sport bodies doing their own thing. And we also assist federation with development throughout through interaction with corporate and government structures. the hearing history? We call that, felt that it's a expedient that we just give a brief history of who we are in view of the communique that was referred to us at the National Sport Council. We are the provincial sport councils, and we are affiliates of SASCOC, the South African Sport Confederation and Olympic Committee. The provincial sport councils continue to play a fundamental role in developing community sport at grassroots level. And against the backdrop of these two fundamental pillars, we believe that our focus as the mouthpiece of the mass-based sport, our role as implementers of sport must be profiled accurately. In development, the next slide. One of the key and fundamental pillars, as we alluded earlier, is development within our communities and the sports sector. And this is severely impeded, Chair and Honourable Members, by the lack of resources in terms of facilities, funding, and also the lethargic manner in which the national federations view and effect it. And maybe it's just expedient for us to stop there and clarify what we are saying or substantiate. You see, in the various provinces, facilities still remain one of the most scarce resources in and amongst our communities. And we find that, especially in the rural corners of this country, people are today still playing football on dust pitches. There's no running water close to sport facilities. And it also becomes those that are more affluent and ready to play becomes very inaccessible. So we find that these are impediments of development, and it's really causing major problems in and amongst our communities. This is one of the reasons why we cannot get the children to play sport, because they are more prone to go to the taverns in their communities or other places where they find some solace, if one may have to put it. The fundamental role which we, the provincial sport councils, must play will not be actualized if the current snail pace of development is maintained. So in essence, Chair, as a community sport developers at grassroots level, we are not very comfortable with the pace at which development is taking place, and that is a reality. The rural schools, they continue to hemorrhage, and service delivery of sport to the masses is extensively hampered by the lack of clarity as to where school sport must reside. And this debate, we say, must really be accelerated. It's been ongoing for a very long time, and as we sit, the finalization of the documents, and there's still ongoing discussion. And until such time that we can alleviate this problem in and amongst our communities, and also set the record straight within the sports sector, will we be able to move on, because we believe that educators play a crucial role in talent identification and developing sport. One of the other issues which we found across the provinces and in our wisdom of sport administration is the fact that unification of sport structures, when we had them prior to 94 and post 94, did not prove as effective as was intended, as many of our clubs and federations did not unify per se, but was absorbed by the more resourced federations. And these are the federations who possess the skills and the infrastructure, and that is one of the reasons, as per the resolution of the Indaba, we're still grappling with quota systems and also bringing through athletes of caliber to participate in the global arena. This aspect still severely haunts us as we continue to transform and breed second-tier leadership in the form of adequately capacitating our sport administrators. And we find that as we go along, even with our program of education and training, Chair and Honourable Members, we really cannot keep up, because as you train members
and you move away from the respective regions, they fall through the cracks and also structures collapse, because we're not adequately capacitating these people, and also we do not have the resources to give them the necessary team to administer sport within their regions. Club development, we are saying the redirection or funding to pinpoint the beneficiation will stand us in good stead, because it's our firm belief that if you do not have healthy clubs within communities that can offer a safe haven to these kids and these athletes who are severely marginalized, you will not really reach the objective of transforming the society and making and creating a winning nation. The challenges is very generic. We find it across all the provinces, and it's challenges relating to transport facilities which are not readily available. Provinces are vast, people have to travel, sparsely populated, also cost implication to service the regions effectively. If we do not have the necessary resources and more especially financial and logistical support, we'll never be able to capacitate those remote districts or regions to effect sport delivery in their communities. I've mentioned the collapse of structures and athletes that cannot practice a sport of their choice in their own locality. In many of our provinces, we find that, you find talented kids, but they're never given the exposure to play volleyball. All they know is maybe the major sports, playing football, rugby, they're not playing basketball. And you find talented and potential world champions within these communities. But at this point in time, with the current modus operandi of sport and sport delivery, we can really not reach out to those kids. The beneficiaries that we expect to reach is the athletes which benefit directly. And if we refer to athletes, we're talking on the entire domain of sport. We have the national academies, the resident in all of the provinces as we speak, and their role besides high performance and elite athletes is to coach and capacitate administrators, coach and give technical support to officials, and also the education and training aspect of sport. The other beneficiaries are the athletes and the administrators in the rural areas, and they are also given opportunity to better their lives, because in many of the districts we know as South Africans that unemployment is rife, and this is a reality. If you give people an opportunity to administer sport, it makes them feel worthy, it beefs up their integrity, and it also gives them a sense of belonging. And in doing so, we managed to change the lives of people. We are currently, as provincial sport councils, engaged in workshops and endeavors to share information. On the programs which we dispense of is most of the programs are resident within our provincial governments. And as I said earlier on, that we provide a vehicle to implement these programs and extend a opportunity to people to play within the communities. Also very important on that previous slide, before we get to the budget, and the budget is just how we perceive our role, and we haven't put figures to that, Chairperson. We know that in our future engagement with you, we'll be able to put figures in there one of the days. But our budgets which we receive, and most of our provincial sport councils are given an annual grant from the Department of Sport, Arts, Culture and Recreation, and those funds or the grants are used to to resource the operations within the province and the district. We also give development grants to some of the federations who are in need, because federations within the respective provinces pay an affiliation fee to the provincial sports councils. It differs from province to province, but in return, it benefits them tremendously, because if they pay, for example, an amount of 500,000 as a 500 rand as an affiliation per annum, they would receive something like 5,000 rand when they take a development team or when they submit the development plan to the provincial sports council, because that's one of the roles we play. It's also used on capacity building, administration, and also the national federations. We assist us in this form in many of the provinces where they provide some logistical support in providing office space, etc. In conclusion, Chair and honorable members, the National Sport Forum proves to have the development of sport at heart. They are firmly committed and dedicated. They provide a service to all sport, the sport fraternity in the country. And all sporting codes and federations is allowed to play under one umbrella. With the ears and the eyes of SESCOC at provincial level, and we also make sure that the aims and objectives as per the Articles of Association of SESCOC is fulfilled within the provinces. We assist government with combating crime by engaging them in life skills and recreation, and we also believe that a child in sport is a child out of court. And lastly, we strive to make sport the winner and victor that will bring integrity, excellence, and equality into sport. And that's the conclusion of our presentation.
Well, thank you very much for that presentation. I thought it was a very long presentation. Very nice. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks for the presentation. I just want to find out why is there that, you know, there is more Northern Cape province than all the other provinces in this document.
I'd like to get clarity on that, because we can't battle like that
and their sports councils, and you are working with these people. And we also like to know that when you go to your conferences, can we be informed so that we can see that those conferences are inclusive? Because in this province, most of the time people are being left out, and it's progressive people who are being left out. That's why we want to know what is that. If you can remember, we were in Joburg at that conference prior to the sports lava. I met that with the guys of the Western Cape, and I said to them, when we get there, can we get together so that we can discuss some of these issues? And I can also raise things on a one-on-one with them. That has never happened. So I don't know what is might be okay. The meeting said.
Thank you, Chapter. Page number 4, slide number 7. That clarity, the relationship between the council and SALGA. We need more clarity. Page 5, slide number 10. Rural schools lack of clarity. Thank you, Shabbat.
Thanks, Chairperson, and thanks to the presenters. Mine is around women's soccer. I just want to find out, in sports, women, where do we play them? Because there are small clubs that are developed at community level. In my community, there's a complaint around federations not acknowledging women in soccer. So how do you see yourself assisting? Because now you are saying you are going to work directly with communities. The second question is around Kalani. I'm from council. I will ask the person from council, when they talk of district, who are they referring to, and who is responsible for that, so that when we communicate to our communities, we should be able to say in Gauteng the district is the demarcation of the district of Tshwane, for example. The offices are there, the people who are responsible are there. Can you please clarify me around that? Thanks for now.
Thank you. How do they interact? understand that we want to engage with you because also we want to understand some of the areas. Some of the areas will be around how to utilize the money. Because we are seeing almost a mass participation type of organization. How to utilize the money. And how do you link with the local federation? Those are the sports in many areas. The hockey, the volleyball, all those sports. I never played myself, but I know that I just did relevant. Besides just government giving you money, who is also sponsoring? But besides government giving you grants every year at a provincial level, who is really also sponsoring you? And that is important, I think, because before you add everything, you must address us directly to the transformation and development response. The point, therefore, why do you exist? Why do you exist? How are you going to differ from all other structures that are existing? And that will assist us to understand the essence of what you are doing. Of course, as you close and deal with other broader issues, that you will assist us to understand. Member Lebenye, you wanted to assist us. Maybe you want to set one in heaven. Let me lead you on that one. You come back. Let us allow the leader to pose and to come back again most. But of course, I think most every one of you can answer the question. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think it's important for me to answer the question which you have posed before we go to the others. How do we derive our mandate? And who is our constituencies? Our mandate is derived, our existence within the provinces is by virtue of a democratic, transparent and inclusive exercise as per the constitution of all provinces, elected by the federations within the province. We have different numbers of affiliates throughout the provinces. In some you have 36, some you have 42, and that's how the average would be about 30 to 40 federations per province. But our mandate is derived from the people at the grassroots level, those federations resident in our province, and also the stakeholders, as I've said in the presentation, is the local government structures, the provincial departments, and the other sectors. Social service plays a role, and we are a representative structure of the people and community sport. Education is also one of our strategic partners as we work in tandem with them to avoid the overlapping of programs. Our main source of income and how we are funded, and I've already said that provincial government, but it's also, we have been in discussion with FESCOC, and we are also hopeful that in the future the National Lottery Distribution Fund will look at funding provincial sport councils. This was also part of a discussion at the National Indaba, and it will also be extended of one of the resolutions of the Indaba. Some of the provinces are fortunate in that they engage corporate and they do have some other sponsors, but very few. One of the reasons actually why Limpopo is not here is that Limpopo at this point in time is not funded by provincial government, and these are posing serious constraints when we convene and we have to consult as a collective. I think if there's any other inputs on that question, I will pause the chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. I will touch on the relationship between SALGA and
are just raising this particular issue because it has been evident over the years that in municipalities, sports is not taken as the mandate. It is always said it is it falls under the jurisdiction of the departments and so on. And that is why we see SARGA as our strategic partner. In emphasizing that, we're saying there should be good relationship between the two structures at the provincial level. Even at the national level, SASCOC and SARGA should be able to speak to one another on issues of development at the grassroots level. Around the other issue I want to also touch is the issue for women soccer. As far as we're concerned, at the provincial level, women's soccer exists, and I want to believe that in all other provinces you have the same situation. I think the outcry is to have a national professional league for women in the country. That is what women are crying about, to say we're playing at the local level, regional level, to an extent of playing at the provincial level, but there's no other level that we could go to. That is why our teams are not performing so well when they are competing with other countries. I just hope that with the qualification to go and play in the Olympics, maybe somehow the authorities will then come to a conclusion to say we need to have such a league in the country. So we are understanding that there's AFSA Women's League that plays at the regional level in all our provinces. There is SASO League that plays at the provincial level. The only missing link is what happens to the national soccer or professional league for women. And I think the last one that I want to touch is your involvement of us in checking facilities. I think in our provinces we have commissioned a facility audit to all facilities. Those that are used, those are privately, that were privately owned or were leased to various federation and private entities. Because we want to believe that these facilities belongs to communities, irrespective of who has the right at a particular time. But our view is that we should be able to understand what kind of facilities do we have at the local level. So all our 18 municipalities in Mpumalanga are undergoing that particular process of having audits, so that we are able to present to the department, even present to the minister, this is the state of facilities in our province, and if resources should be allocated, then they should be done in line with what is happening on the ground. But over and above, we also, in line with the National Sports Indaba resolutions, the issue of MIG funding, because sport facility funding or the new buildings reside within the MIG funding, and we have raised a concern during the Indaba, and the Indaba resolved adequately to say something needs to be done around the issue of that particular funding, because over the years it has been practical that since this fund was transferred to MIG, it has not done anything in the country. And we are also advocates to say it should be able to be returned back where it was, because we're able to see progress around the building of new facilities. Over and above, every new settlement that is going to be created in the country should contain some of these amenities. Your special development framework, in our opinion, should not be passed by council if it doesn't have those kind of issues addressed. Thank you very much.
I think you wanted to
from provincial government. The first point that I wanted to emphasize is that from the input that was made by Farrar as was presenting our case, is that we view first and foremost the provincial government as an enabler, and our role as provinces as implementers from provincial sports council point of view. But again, we are looking at provincial government as sports councils to play a more meaningful role in terms of also influencing the policies at the provincial level, because I think it is very much important if either provincial government or national or even at the minister level, even if there's an issue of facilities that are going to be built somewhere, I think we're supposed to have a role as constituencies or as members from civil society to inform the government in terms of what are the actual needs and aspirations of our people, as well as in terms of prioritizing those federations that we believe are really in great need. So that is the first point. But also the other issue is about also looking from the federation perspective. Currently, as provincial sports councils, our role is very clear that we need first and foremost to make sure that federations at the provincial level are accountable, because currently that is not existing. Federations, in many cases, they are law unto themselves, not only at the provincial level, even at the national level. So it is part of our task, it is part of our duty, as well as our responsibility as provincial sports councils, first and foremost, to ensure that there is that proper accountability from the federations, let alone from the fact that there is a lot of money that government is investing in the federations, there is money that comes from Lotto and many other funding like the corporate sectors. But at the end of the day, we don't see where such money has been utilized. So it's very much important to ensure that there is that proper compliance of the federations, both to us as well as government. So sometimes we'll also be taken by surprise as portfolio committee members when there are certain announcements that are made, maybe of certain developments or achievements, simply because federations, they don't feel that it is proper for them to come and to brief and to give you the proper report of the activities that are happening in the federation. So that is one of our key responsibilities, to make sure that as government, we don't just be taken by surprise. Sometimes we are applying from here to Dubai. When we're at the Dubai airport, then you come across a big team that is in South Africa to go to represent us somewhere, and you get in touch with the national federations. Even national federations, sometimes we don't even know. So we want to make sure that such issues are not just being left up loose. So it is part of our responsibility to make sure that we put all those systems in place. But one other point that I also wanted to touch quickly is on the question of funding. As we have asked, other than government money, where do we get our resources? Currently, as it has been said, it's only government that is making our life possible. And I can just mention that the Provincial Sports Council has been in existence long before SASCO came into being. We have been there during the National Sports Council days. Even when South Africa Sports Commission was put in place, we're still operating, even up to today. And if you look at the impact of sport, if we're truly developing a transformation of sport, it can only happen at the provincial and grassroots level. Our role at the national level is just to make sure we coordinate and facilitate, but the resources are supposed to be going at that level. And if you look at the manner in which provincial sports councils have been to that for the past 15 years, then you realize that with the very minor resources that we're having, but a lot of work has been done by men and women at that particular level. On the issue of Lotto check, and lastly, is that it is true that there is money that comes from Lotto, but the current system that Lotto is distributing money is a matter of great concern to us as provinces. We are seeing that the system is not making any impact in terms of delivery of development and transformation. And what we're also proposing is that it will be important for us to see if it is possible from the portfolio committee point of view, if you can look at the seriously as a decentralizing the system. Because there's no way that the whole country can apply in one office and you can expect 4 to 8, 6 people to make education for the whole nation. I mean, we can't do IT work. But if that system can start to be decentralized, I have no doubt that the money that Lotto is investing to us as sports in the country, and if we can be able to tell us that money profile, we can achieve a lot. Because if you go beyond 94, we never had Lotto at that time. We never had any support from government. But the impact was at that time, without having anything, we used to make a lot of impact. But today, we've got millions, but there's nothing to show, let alone our last performance in the Olympics in Beijing. I thank you, Chair.
Oh, thank you very much, Chair. Chair, my colleagues cover a lot of questions. I will just touch base on transformation. Chair,
answer the question, what makes us different from other organizations? One, we exist each and every corner of the province, at a local level, up to the national level, as the affiliates of SASCO. Two, one of the reasons why we're here, because we want to make sure that we engage each and every stakeholder in South Africa. And if you come at a local level, because it's better if we're not known at a national level, but go to the national level, to the club level, because the reason of our existence, here, hence I'm saying that in transformation, you cannot talk of transformation in isolation of administration. That is one. Two, you don't determine its transformation by number of the people that are playing on the ground until you are able to take those people to the next level. Because if you can go outside, you will see lots of people playing. But the question is, are we able to take those kids to the next level? That is the question. That's why you even see in our teams, they're not transformed at that level. Because there is a ceiling at a grassroots level where our kids cannot move up any longer in the ladder. So, my answer on transformation is, at SASCO, you get 76 federation. But when you go to our provinces, not even one provincial council that has got 76 federations. The question is, where are other federations? Because as the sports council, in order to talk of transformation, we must be able to track down, because those federations at the national level, they are getting money from the government and weigh the accountability. Our existence as this forum is to make sure that myself as the president of Eastern Cape, I must be able to stand up in the assembly to say, in my province, we've got only 44 federations. But other 30 affiliates of SASCO, that is national federations, they don't exist in my province. So that we can be able to track this federation. And another question to make sure that you address transformation, what does it take to be a national federation? That's a big question, because a lot of money is being pumped at the national level. When you cascade down at the grassroots level, at the club level, they don't even know some of the federations. That is one. Two, come to the accountability chair. Us, all the provinces that are here, we've got structures at the world level, we've got structures at the district level, all sporting federations are the affiliates of the sport council, that is one. That it makes us easy even to track the money that we're getting from national lottery. Because national federations are getting away with the matter. The money that they get from national lottery, at the grassroots level, when you ask, do you know that your national federation, they got 15 million nationally. The federation at the club level, they don't know about that. Us as a sport council is to make sure that there is transparency in federations. A federation, all federations, when they apply in lottery at a provincial level, they must get a letter of endorsement from this council so that you can be able to sit with them to say, what are you going to do with this money? And at the end of the day, you must be able to ask them, did you achieve your goal with the money that you get from National Lottery? Did your clubs know that you got 4 million from National Lottery? So that everyone must account. Us as a sport council, we account in our General Assembly, where we even invite our portfolio committee at a provincial level, when we're accounting, to say, the money that you got from you, that's what you did. Here are the federations that you assisted. And lastly, Chair, we are assisting provincial federation at a provincial level. And all provincial federations, they don't get anything from national federation. But nationally, federations, they are getting money at a national level. The big question is, how do we cascade that money down? That makes us unique from other federations, because each and every club that exists in our community, it must belong to the sport forum. From sport forum, you go to the district sport council. From the district sport council, you go to the provincial sport council. From provincial sport council, you go to SASCO. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Barry Hendricks, Gauteng Sports Council. Just to answer the first question, that you raised regarding the role of the sports councils in relation to the roles of the player federations, especially in issues of dispute. One of the elements of the provincial sports councils is to do just that, on issues of dispute, to get involved and to ensure that mediation takes place regarding issues that are of importance. And I would assume that in the Western Cape, the sports council should, as a matter of fact, get involved on issues such as the one that you mentioned. In fact, in Gauteng, we currently believe the issue of boxing and looking into the state of boxing and an audit of boxing to ensure that they are governed correctly. So the role of the sports council is to be a part, to play a role in dispute resolution and mediation in the various sports. And we will get involved in that. In fact, it's one of our projects. But just to go to answer the question from the honorable member about Gauteng, we are the youngest sports council so far. We were established in May last year as a provincial sports council. We've established three regions, Johannesburg, Sedibeng, and West Rand. We currently, and we do that in conjunction with the MNC and the MEC and his department, and particularly with the MCs and their regional departments of sport. In Tshwane, we're currently busy with the MC establishing the Tshwane Sports Council, and they will be established on the 31st of March. And we'll gladly send you an invitation to attend that occasion as well. And the step after that is to establish the sub-regions, the seven regions of Tshwane, to establish. In fact, we're busy with that already. On Saturday, we're busy establishing the sub-regions in Tshwane so that the sub-regions can play a role in the bigger election of the Tshwane Sports Council. Then in Gauteng, we have the five regions of Gauteng. The only other region that we're working with now to establish themselves properly is the Ekurhuleni region. But just to give a note, in the Sedibeng region, one of our best working regions, they go down right down to ward level. And in fact, in December, with the community games, we're busy on the second oldest sports field in South Africa, in Everton, watching the community games take place in Everton. Just to answer some of the questions, to elaborate, Chair, if I may, and I'll try not to take up too much time. On the working role of this particular forum, this forum is not a legal entity. SASCOC is the legal entity as far as we're concerned. But we thought it wise to come together as the various provincial sports councils to discuss issues of importance, of mutual importance, the challenges, the successes, the lessons that can be learned that we find in our various provinces, and then relate it in this forum, and then try and come up with concrete ideas as to how we can tackle matters. With regards to our linkage to the provinces, we have a definite link to our MEC, we have a definite link to all the MMCs, and we have a definite link to the portfolio committees. Regarding women, that was another question raised, as with government priority, as with SASCOC priority, women in sport plays a critical role. And in fact, that forms one of our projects in the sports councils as well. With regards to our membership, we have two types of members, the sub-regional sports councils and the federations in the provinces. They make up our critical or core group. Then we also have the affiliated organizations, sport for disabled, the universities, tertiaries, etc., school sports. So the federations are our primary members, and it is our role then to provide services to these members. And there are four types of services that we provide: governance, to grow the sport, the various project services, and then to represent the sport as one voice in the particular province. So those are the core values and core approach of the sports councils. With regards to facilities, which was another question that we raised, from the provincial and the national endowments, several resolutions emanated from those discussions. And it is the role of the sports council then to carry out those resolutions and to implement those resolutions. And the accessibility of sport federations are one of the core and key elements of making the sport grow. With regards to disabled sport, which is another question, it definitely forms a part of the sports commission. In fact, we have, as one of our executive members, a person from the disabled environment. We have a permanent interpreter, a sign language person in all of our meetings, and we also have a commission for disabled sport in the province. and that enables the synergy between disabled sport and abled sport. And then what drives our mandate? As I said, our members, SASCOC, which changed its constitution to ensure that the sports councils are formed, the federations, which in some cases do good work and in some cases we need to chase them, and then of course the regional sports councils. To close from my side, Chair, I hear the call from all of the members that not enough awareness is being created regarding the roles of the provincial sports councils. And I think as a resolution from our side, we must make it a point to take it upon ourselves to invite our members, our honorable members here, to all our functions and facilities and our events to ensure that this greater awareness is being felt amongst your members. Thanks.
Thank you, Chairperson. Jerome Morgan, member of the Western Cape Provincial Sport Council, just with regard to the suspension of the rugby clubs in all of that region. Here in the Western Cape, we are very serious about the violent sport, especially in rugby. And through the department, the Cultural Affairs and Sports, in conjunction with them, we then had a program called the Young Roots Program of the tragic death of the rugby player in Rosenbrook some time ago. And through that program, we then have workshops or campaigns such as conflict resolution workshops. We have also crowd control workshops just to help the clubs, the rugby clubs evaluate the crowds or the violence in sport, and also some medic workshops we run with the clubs. What happened then is that the Western Cape consists of four regions. It's a Goland, it's the Western Province, it's the Southwestern District, and the West Coast. And if there's a problem within that region, let's say a rugby club per se, then that rugby club must then let the regional sport council know what the problem is. It means suspended or what the problem might be, and that then can be taken up by the provincial sport council in order to have a look, because here in the Western Cape, we also do have an application form, a dispute application form, a forum that can listen to those kind of disputes and help and assist the clubs if they feel that they've been let down in a certain way. Thank you, sir.
How you plan or how you develop communities in terms of sport,
do you have a plan that is written down which explains exactly how do you see your activities unfolding, what strategies do you use and all of that, also including transformation, because I for one believe that you need a plan first in order for you to be able to succeed in whatever that you do. Chairperson, I think I will pause there. If I have missed something, I'll come back again in the third round. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you. My colleague has covered me on some of those questions there, but just before I get to my questions, I'd just like to say to the gentleman from the Eastern Cape, he was talking about how bad some of the federations are and everything. I would have thought that it was the function of the sports councils and the provinces to monitor the money that governments give each federation to see how it's spent, instead of just having a broad brush and criticizing everybody. For example, rugby in the 2010 budget from national government received 500,000, of which all of it went to women's rugby, none to male rugby. So is that, you laugh. The point I'm making is that if you're not contributing towards an element of sport, you have very little control over it. So I think you need to know where the funds are going, instead of just hammering everybody. But let me get back to the points. I'd like to know, do the sports councils monitor the MIG funds at the various municipalities? Have you looked at how much has been allocated by government, those grants, what size they are for the facilities that should have taken place that haven't? I would have thought it as part of your mandate to record where those funds are and what's being done about it. That's the first thing. The second thing is we talk about transformation, and I think that's the key of what we're talking about. How does the Sports Council reward federations who have transformation and development plans? In other words, do you go to SASCOC or government and say, this federation is doing the business, they're on the ground, grassroots level, and how do they get rewarded? Because I'm seeing a lot of stick, but I'm not seeing a hell of a lot of carrot. And I think that's very, very important if we're going to transform. And there are some federations who are truly trying to transform. Not everybody, but there are some. By the way, you'll notice that the KZNRU did have a transformation in Darwin 2 weeks ago, which is reported nationally, where rugby was unified. So I thought I'd just drop it. Thanks, Honourable Lee, for reminding me about that. Okay, regarding the funding policy, not the funding, the funding that you get, how do you influence funding for the different federations or supporting groups? And do you have an influence on that? Because I think that's vital. Now, getting back to the Department of Education, as you know, part of the Indaba and what sport is trying to do in this country, and the Minister of Sport and the Minister of Education, they've got this partnership together where they're trying to drive sport in schools. Are you monitoring what the Department of Education are doing in terms of their commitment to school sport? Now, I notice you didn't talk too much about that, that you have control over that, but that's a key cornerstone. In other words, transformation in schools, that's what we're talking about. Right. We spoke about dispute resolutions. This is my last point, Chairperson. I'm not talking about disputes within a federation. I'm talking about disputes between federations over facilities. Let me give you an example. In the Shawi, for example, in Zululand, there's one field and one federation is not allowing another federation to use that. Do you have any impact? Can you be an arbitrator in that situation? Because those are the key elements on the ground. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Chair. My first question will relate to the one that is asked by Honorable Levania with regard to the program of action by the school spoke. I think we'd like to see, even if it's in the new financial year, 2012, we would like to see your program of action so that you can be able to clearly see what is your your plans with regard to the programs or the track development in our rural areas. Secondly, check the, I want to check the relationship of the Sports Council or the National Sports Forum, their relationship with SAFCO. How is your relationship? And thirdly, how there was the issue of Limpopo that was highlighted, but it was not very clear. Maybe just to elaborate more on that, and how do you assist them going forward? Because I think I got the information that Limpopo is not, Sports Council is not getting the funding from the provincial government. How do you assist them going forward? And with regard to the last issue, Chair, I think the department, or with regard to the facility, I think it's the last part, the one with regard to the facilities, I think there was a document that was presented to in the National Sports Inter, your National Sports and Recreation Infrastructure Framework Plan. I think I'm not quite sure how far the department is with regard to that plan, but what I wanted to say is that it is not going to be a duplication of duties between the department and the Sports Council with regard to auditing of the facilities, because I think the minister indicated last year that they are going to audit the existing facilities so that we can be able to build infrastructure where there is a need. And your relationship with different departments, Department of Sport in different provinces. There is a mass participation grant with a different Department of Sport. And in most cases, we receive the rollover in terms of the implementation of the grant. How do you tap in that grant? How is your relationship with regards to that issue? Thank you, Chair.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. I think I wanted to check with the exact funder, but as they deliberated, I discovered that in actual fact the person who is funding them as the government would be the Department of Sports and Recreation. So I believe that. Yeah. But the other question, Chair, that I wanted to say is that to me, this body appears to be a powerful body that one can expect that with it existing, we might see changes. But I'm not sure, Chair, whether they are as powerful as they present themselves to be. But I want to believe that if they are, Chairperson, there must be achievements. And if they cannot present their achievement now, I would want to believe that in future when you meet with them, you know, they will come up with achievements as well as challenges and blah blah blah. That's my other thing. But the other thing is that we are members of the parliament, and we are found everywhere in all provinces, and whenever there is anything, let them invite us as members of the parliament. my last one, Chair, is that I see a delegation of 8 strong men and 1 woman. Honorable Lee, it reminds me of a certain province, you know. So very few women. What is wrong with this council? Tell me. Thank you,
Chair.
Yes. Chairperson, first question is to Mr. Arlen. You say you're a member of the Western Cape Council. I would like to know that who is chairperson or the person or whatever, you know, the leader of this council is. Now, a statement is made on page 5 of your presentation that you said it's about unification
and you know how we sort of, you know, lost out in this whole process. I want to say, Chairperson, the reason why it happened what happened on page 5 is because we do not have facilities in our areas. That's why. The people go where they can play. And they can't play because in our areas, because we don't have the facilities. Now that really is then the question. How many facilities do we really need in South Africa? Have we quantified it in terms of numbers and in terms of money? I quantified each billions of rand, but it should be done, and the sooner we tackle that problem, the easier it will be to achieve all these good things that we really want to achieve. You know, when I started playing sport, and Barry knows it, no, we didn't have facilities, but we had to make do with what we had. And we were successful because we also had dedicated teachers. And that really is the other question. What are we doing to make sure that school sport, it has imploded totally, my friends. Totally, but totally. Especially in our areas. You don't find rugby anymore. You don't find schools playing against one another anymore. It has imploded. And that is very negative. Because we are talking sports development here. That was the item on my agenda. It was about sports development. And if we really want to develop, we must really, and I want to reiterate the statement made by the Honorable Mackenzie. It's all about teachers and the education department coming to the party too. And we really must implore them to do that. But coming back to and the point made by the Honorable Mackenzie Chairperson, you know, we travel this country doing oversight. And everywhere we went, every municipality, when we talk about big farms, then they tell you, you know, Tana got so angry because he knew what was coming. You know, Chairperson, you know, in this area, the need is not really sport. In other words, the funds are sent by this department, but it's used for other purposes. Nothing was ever used for sport. And I think, I think the question was asked, who you are? Who are you? I don't question people who you are. I'm more interested in what you do. If you can sort of force the municipalities to really spend the money on what it was sent there for, you will be doing a service to this our people. So make sure, and as the Chairperson, and really we must do oversight again, and we must go to these municipalities again. And I think, Chairperson, when we visit the municipalities, these people must be present too. Because, you know, if people speak about things, then you must be there to tell us, no, what they are saying is not the truth. It's not happening. You understand? So really, you can play a role. And looking at the people around me, there is a man who was involved in sport. He knows sport. He knows development. I don't know who of you were, you know, perhaps teachers. Because most in the past, teachers did all these things. And really, I'm really glad that there is at least a person that I know personally, like Barry Aram, who knows about sport and sports development. So those are my few questions, Chairperson. Perhaps not, but the thing that I really want to say about sport in this country of ours, if we want to go forward as a sporting nation, if we want to bring all our people through, the time has come that we must really see that it happens on the ground.
Yeah, thank you, Chef. You see, Mr. Lee, when it comes to unification, we can talk until tomorrow morning. Because that unification, to me, it was really that our clubs were swallowed by these bigger clubs with the resources. And also, the monitoring of the implementation of those resolutions was not done properly. And that's why we are in this mess. You see, gentlemen from the Western Cape, this thing of this club of
went to court, but they lost it on procedural in court. We managed to bring down the 5 years to a 6 week suspension. But the Western Province Rugby Union wants those people to pay 180,000 rand before they can play. Now, as you've explained, Barry, that you have all these structures, dispute, arbitration, and what have you. What has Western Province done? The Sports Council. I mean, if I think, I was there last week with the club at the Newlands. And I say that the reception which one got there, I don't think that if I was not there, I think those guys would have been checked out of that place. And that's the situation how it is. The one of Heidelberg, we could only save that club from that 15 years by toppling that executive and get a new executive in. And then they recall that thing. So if we are there, elected to serve people, let us do that. Let us not go and eat. You come from Marie's biscuits and now you are going to the church assorted and you forget about your mandate. It's a problem. So I'd like to see the gentlemen, what are they going to do about this? Because the season is about to start and that club won't have 180,000 at once off. We even negotiated that they pay that money in installment, but they must also make it a point that they make a fee which they can afford. But also those people, they want to make the fee. And to meet a problem. Because you can't say that you're going to pay 50,000 and you can only manage 10,000. So I'd like to see them really coming in and do that. The issue of the lease agreement. You know, we've requested the department, Commissioner, during the time of Mr. Compella, that they must go and investigate all the leases. Because some of these clubs, they've got 100 years lease for 1 rand or 10 rand. Now it means our people can't have access to those facilities because of these leases. So I'd be happy if the sports councils can also get involved and go and investigate these leases in their provinces and let us have that information. You were saying that you're accounting to provincial level on the spending, Jerry. I'd like to be invited when the Western Cape goes to account so that one can see how do they account. Really? You know, we must know. We're elected by people to serve them and monitor whatever public funds is there. So can we get those dates from all the provinces so that we have it? Because as somebody indicated, we come from these various provinces and what have you. Mr. Kovacek, there is a big problem when it comes to transformation. We have to ask next week, SASCOG, if SASCOG really transformed. If that one is not transformed, then I can see that the other problem which are sitting with SASCOG, you have big federations, you have got small federations, so some federations are being run by families. But when it comes to vote, it's equal, which is to me wrong. You can't have a card being given an equivalent vote to rugby or soccer or outlander. That is wrong. And these federations, they should be checked. Audited. So as to check, is this federation really a federation? Is the federation in good standing? So that we can get these things balanced. For instance, if I can ask you, what vote do you have as provincial councils when it comes to vote? Because they are presenting provinces. Now you can't also be treated equally to that. And kind of things which we must look at. If we start there, we will get it right.
Thank you, Comrade Chair. I think one of the very first questions asked by Honorable Khachure was, is the National Portfolio Committee entitled and at liberty to attend our conferences? Yes, if we purport as a provincial sport councils to be representing the people at grassroots level and a community-based structure, then certainly the intellectual property and everything that we do have is belongs to you, and it's only fair, and I'm actually very glad that we could engage. But what the honorable members should also realize that this is our first engagement, and it's also expedient and good for us because we are learning. Many of the members and the executive committee members within the provinces are still relatively new. Now I'm just going to, and not dwell too long on the situation with the rugby clubs in the Western Cape, and I'm not going to make an issue of it, but what I want to say, if one look at the 89 clubs and only 10 of those clubs are white, yet they are wielding the stick, we cannot as a in our role, and if we talk of development and transformation, allow a situation where the tail is wagging the dog. And this is why it's so important that if we do have proper development and the structure and the base is solidified, we'll be able to breed leadership with capacity which will then address the issues of the constitutionality of some of the federations. In some of the federations you find even the constitutions are still restrictive, and this is the role which we have to play. Chair, then I just want to touch quickly on the Provincial Sport Councils, their development role, and were we successful in bringing new federations into our provinces? Yes, Honourable Member, who asked the question, you know, we are engaging SASCOC currently on a debate to audit national federations, and we have the support of our President, Mr. Gideon Sam, on this issue, that if a national federation does not have a presence in at least 5 provinces, they should not be regarded as a national federation. So our success rate there is good, and we also play a facilitating role in encouraging those federations to come to us. The functioning and how do we monitor and evaluate people who actually fund us, We play a significant role, but with regards to the MIG funds, honourable members, I don't think we as involved and as clued up, and that is why it's so important for us to have future debates and deliberations, because I think it's also a learning curve for us, and you can also guide us and advise us on how we should play the role and what we should do in the interest of our people, and that is exactly why We are here, and we'd like the role we would like to play. How do we also, one of the questions, how do we fund, how do we inform funding when we assisting federations, we were talking of the carrot and the stick, you know, just giving stick, but I can assure you there's a lot of carrot also, because you know what we do as provincial sport councils is to engage our political principals and get corporates around the table and then give the necessary opportunity to federations to present and to request funding on many instances. So we play a very crucial role in that. School Sport Department of Basic Education is associate members, and I said in the opening, strategic role players in our objectives and whatever we do, and we certainly engage them, because without the educator, we know that we are heading for serious problems. So we're also very glad that we could play a role at the national Indaba, and that the physical education, which was removed from the curriculum, is now being phased back. So that's a step in the right direction, and we're very glad about that. With regards to playing an arbitrary role when federations are in conflict with facilities, yes, it is a duty of the provincial sport councils to get involved, and they need to be able to mitigate in most of the circumstances, because if it's community sport facilities, then it should not be accessible to any sector of the community. Our relationship it should be accessible. Sorry, thanks, Barry. Yes, I think the other questions could probably be answered, but just the one on Limpopo, we did mention in our presentation that Limpopo is not here and they are not funded. We have engaged the president of SESCOC on the issue, and we've been requested as provincial sport councils to please try and get Limpopo more organized, assist them, and we will soon be visiting and setting a date for a meeting with the MEC of Limpopo to make sure that all provinces are represented in this forum. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I'll try and cover some of the points. Can I first deal with the Honourable Member that spoke about the Gauteng? The definition of the MMC was the member of the mayoral committees who are responsible for sports and recreation in the provinces. We deal very well with them, and most of them, quite a few of them, are women. And complete faith is working very well with us in Tshwane, very well. Some of the issues that you also raised, funding and what's our role in funding. In fact, in Gauteng, we are three women, another honourable member raised the issue of women, that serve on the government structure that allocates granting aid. So they play their role in influencing funding to the various entities. And they do this through motivation by the federations as well as applications. And now, because the sports council is involved, the issue of the auditing and monitoring comes in to that as well. Development of sport in Gauteng, for example, the sport of squash has just started in Soweto and in the inner city of Johannesburg. 2,000 kids are involved in that particular program. Equestrian has started, as well as fencing. So new cultures of sport are being started in various areas. In Gauteng, for example, we've got the sports house, and one of our key avenues of raising other funds is by we've just established a conference center, and through that conference center we're already starting to lease it and to hire it out for various education and training purposes to the sports fraternity and business fraternity. Oh, I'm trying to say what the successes are, Chair. question again the role of the sport, Provincial Sports Council Forum. Again, I'm just to stress that the Sports Council Forum is a collective. It is not a legal entity. It's a group of provincial sports councils that come together in the interest of sport to raise particular challenges and particular successes and discuss this, and then they represent the organization around specific events and items such as this. Regarding the auditing of facilities, I regard us as playing a role in partnering the national departments of sport in auditing the facilities that exist currently. So if an audit is going to take place, I would assume that the provincial sports councils will play a role in that project. Around the issue of mass participation and school mass participation, you mustn't forget that there are two mass participation programs from Sports and Rec, the MPP and the SMPP. Already the process is in place to get the sports councils to play a greater role in the SMPP and the MPP programs. Yes, we are powerful structures here, but we can only do that through our affiliates. We cannot operate as entities on ourselves. We can only do that through our federations, and the only way we're going to do this is to be honest with our federations and to capacitate our federations right down to ground level. And then lastly, to talk about the issue of how we do this, we don't rely on ourselves to do it only. We rely on our regional sports councils and our regional federations and our sub-regional sports councils and that particular level, right down to grassroots level. If we do our job properly, then it's going to be the sport clubs and the sport schools that are really the success structure that will enhance us. So we're trying to go right down to the bottom to ensure that development and transformation takes place there. And our role as a sports council is to enhance and to establish those structures. And that is where, if we can play a role there, getting down to school level, then we can really say to ourselves that we've done a job. And speaking on that, to close, from my side, one of the Indaba, National Indaba's resolutions is that schools become a greater link to clubs. We've been pushing this since 1990, if I can remember this, that schools must not be seen as separate entities unto themselves, but rather part of the bigger community. And if you look at the facilities in some of those schools, they are at least basic halls, or basic car parks, or basic sports grounds. And we need to bring the community closer to that. But we've been trying for ages to try and get Parliament, as well as the Education Department, as well as the Sports Department, to work together without much success. And I see this in this forum as playing a major role there too. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Chairperson. To Honourable Mr. Lee, the Chairperson of the Western Cape Provincial Sport Council is Mr. Goliath Munro. Due to other obligations, he couldn't make it, and he then summoned me to attend this serious meeting here. Then the other issue with regards to the rugby club, I believe that it's the first time that I heard of that, and we had a meeting, expo meeting on Saturday also, and it was never tabled such a thing. So what I can do at this point in time is, after the meeting, I can then call the chairperson, and he can then make some phone calls, and we are coming together this weekend, and just maybe we can just step in there and see what we can try to do, just to show that we as a body do have feet with regards to this. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chan. Maybe before I go, because I wanted to spend 1 minute on the issue of policies. I wanted first to add on the issue of the federation support, to say that as provinces, one of our major roles that also do with the federation is to ensure that we assist in the redemarcation of the federation so that they can comply with the current government policies. If you look at most of the federations currently, they are still with the demarcation, which doesn't speak to the current system. So it is one of our responsibilities to make sure that all the federations are fully compliant when it comes to government policies. The other issue is about the use of facilities. We don't have money in terms of upgrading or putting facilities, but our role is to make sure that we engage on behalf of all the sports movement in the provinces to ensure that government has come to the party. If I can set one quick example, if you go to most of the cities in the country, we are hosting quite a number of major events. One other important aspect is the relationship between the federations and the municipalities. Then from the issue of the policy chair, I would want to emphasize that some of the issues, challenges that we are currently sitting with, it is because of the policy formulation and implementation. We know that the policy is the role of government to make sure that policies are in place. If I can set one quick example, provinces here are talking about different sources of funding from provincial governments, and our view is that we can make an appeal to a portfolio committee at this level to ensure that at least there is a policy that speaks to the funding of the provincial sports council, so that next time when we come here, we can talk of Limpopo that is not being fully funded, and other provinces are getting more money for other than others. So that is the first point that I wanted to present, that policy formulation. But the second most important thing is about this unique issue that we've been talking about. You will remember that previously, the issue of building of sport and recreation facilities, it lies entirely in the Department of Sport and Recreation in the country. But the policy was changed by government to say that this money must be taken from sport and recreation, but it must be now led back to COGDA as part of infrastructure development. And then realized later that although it was a noble idea, but it's not bringing our advantages for people in the country, because municipalities are under pressure to deliver in the so-called social responsibility, so health, social development, and so forth, and as a result, policy suffering. Hence, we've made a plea during the Indaba to say that firstly, we want to see to it that the funds which are meant for building for sport and recreation, such funds should be reinforced. But most importantly, we wanted to see that the program resolution be implemented of taking that funding from COGDA back to sport. So I'm just saying that these are some of the issues that whether we can talk until tomorrow, but if there's no policy change in government, we'll always keep on talking. Hence, we'll come to you as our leadership at the political level to make sure that such certain policies that has been agreed upon are being implemented. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, Chair President and honorable members. I want to address the issue of duplications around the facility audit. I don't think it will be any duplication, because as far as we're concerned, we will be assisting municipalities and government in identifying other areas where a sports facility exists but they are not aware of. Because if you can go to any municipality now and say to them, provide us a list of facilities that belongs to yourselves, they are going to struggle to give you. I speak from experience as a former councillor myself. I know these are the problems and challenges that you have in municipalities. I'm just raising the issue that they will be able to share notes so that we consolidate our report either to the provincial level or the national level. That will assist a great deal. On the issue of how are we powerful, I think a matter of us being powerful was raised. We want to take ourselves as that, but at the very same time, we are focused. Yes. Because what we seek to do with federations is to enforce them to comply with whatever requirements that are there. Because at the very same time, these federations, they receive funding either from government or from a private sector. But the problem has been well said to say, they can't account where do they spend these monies. But over and above, we're saying, at the provincial level, federations should be able to be affiliates of various provincial sports councils, and for them to access funding from government. It means this is a ticket for them to access, so that we're able to track them and monitor them correct as our members. The last issue is around the matter of gender. It was raised that this is a hostel.
Who's the
West in 3 is
Chair, please observe your seat as well, sir.
Thank you. I think on addressing that particular issue, I think these are progressive structures which takes into account gender issues serious. Obviously, I think in the near future we'll see changes because we've got women who are capable, who are deputies to ourselves, whom I think.
Let the president stop there because he's not inviting something. Let him stop there because we can go for you and we'll eat you alive here.
Okay, but I think you guys are missing a serious point. We will not observe this one. Don't worry. Temporal arrangement. But the point, Baba, is that really we know that you are raising profound issues of transformation of the society as a whole, and also women playing a very critical role at the leadership level. I think the point that you are raising, and anyway, we are arguing for Zuma also to take over because of this also the first woman to be today. You know, and not just as a woman, she's the most capable person. And therefore, this is a point that I think you are raising general here, not necessarily because of this video. Because we are delegated to be here, don't feel really unsacred about that. We understand the patriarchal nature of our society. But we want to change. We want to change. That was the point. And then I think you are right because they're going to speak now. And we have observed this when we take the point. We'll respect it in next meeting. Okay. Yes,
ma'am.
You are
right. I'm done. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you,
ma'am. Honorable Chair, members, colleagues.
I think we need all the help we can have to ensure that we do justice to transformation. But my question today is also, the legislation governing sport, is it adequate? Is it enforced? Especially if you look at problems that we have in certain federations, for example, cricket. You look at coaches and players from overseas. I desperately think that we need policy and to regulate things like this, because it works against development and transformation. We are very happy that physical education is back into schools, because it was one of the biggest reasons why sports becomes into the doldrums within schools. Teachers have lost the passion, and it was them, like us sitting here, all teachers, that were doing the coaching. And we'll have to do everything in our power to bring back this legacy. That means that we will have to look at upgrading of neglected sports fields. We'll have to train. We'll have to bring budget to make sure that there's a carrot, for example, equipment. It's true. In the past, we made with what we have. But you cannot expect a soccer team to practice on ground field and play a league on grass. It's not fair competition. And I think these things should be looked at. Chair, I want to pause there. Thank you.
Mine actually, no, I'm not a member of legislature. Let me just say, I think maybe it just came, you know. Thank you very much. Members of parliament. Mine actually is to put an emphasis on women as it was raised here as a concern. In commenting to that, is that yes, we do have women participating when it comes to sports and stuff, but it's still a challenge for us in actually making sure that women, they take lead when it comes to the leadership. You know the issue of women, so I'm a woman myself. But then, as a structure, all structures and provinces, we've got a commission that deals with women in making sure that we assist women in making sure that they take lead when it comes to issues of sports. On the issue of we always come as deputies if then we are not secretaries. But then we are working on that in making sure that women, they take lead when it comes to sports, not to sit at the back and we are now being led as I am being led among the nine men yet. But then for me being here, I thank the resolution that was taken in KwaZulu-Natal, whereby four were elected in making sure that the easy communication between us as this structure and the SASCO, and then I came and deputized again, Mr. Moses. I thank you, Chair.
It's just very difficult. You know, last night I went out looking for women and I couldn't find them.
Out of the questions that were raised here, we are going to take them as a resolution first. We are not genius. We welcome this concern and we are going to turn them into program of action. We are not going back. We are going to go back to the drawing board so that we make sure that this question that were raised here, in the next meeting, if there will be any next meeting for us to sit in Parliament, we'll be able to address them. Secondly, Chair, yes, we do have rewards for federations because, as the sport councils were saying, funding, what must inform funding? It must be all the areas that were raised here. It must inform funding. If you are the federation, how many provinces that you exist in these provinces, in terms of the district, are you existing in the rural areas? So that alone will be able to inform funding. Currently, even though we've got recommendations and we're changing to that, the way that we fund federations and clubs, it was not proper. Thank the Chair. The Sport Council acts as an advocacy role in our communities. For instance, I'm coming from PE. There are two beautiful big facilities in PE that was built 2 years back. Those facilities, they get vandalized before they been utilized by federation. It's closed, it's locked as we speak. In those areas, from time to time, the sport council is a mouthpiece of the community. You are engaging these municipalities to say, what is the challenge? Because you must come up front to say, here is the challenge, because we don't know what will be the problem if the facility is built already with everything, but it's locked. Some of them, you will see them on TV. Before even they get utilized, they are vandalized. So as a sport council, we act as a mouthpiece of the community to say, this is uncalled for. These facilities, because even the facilities that we have at the moment, they are not accessible, especially in the rural areas. Because in our sport, especially in the amateur sport, we don't charge, federations, they don't charge money for the players to participate. It means then, federations, it's very difficult for them to pay those big amounts to access the facilities. In so much, sports centers tend to be funeral facilities and church centers. We're saying at least
rugby, soccer, and netball, perhaps in other districts, maybe hockey and others. It means then, Chair, the other 71 federations, they are unable to apply for lottery. If you look at lottery, it's biased to previously disadvantaged. But if the previously disadvantaged are unable to apply, it means that they won't get lottery. That's where we're coming in as a sports council on education and training in administration. Until we master administration in sport, because to us, transformation is not to replace white by black, but it's through administration. Because if this federation can be properly coordinated in terms of administration, they will be able to even get funding. In some of the institutions, funding is there, but the people are unable to access funding because of maladministration. That's why we're coming in education and training to make sure that at least we train our federations, they can be properly administered. Thank you, Chair. Sorry, Chair. The last one, the success is. No, it's fine, sir. Sir, the last one, the success stories. Through this forum, we are able to engage with national federations to ask them to say, because remember, in all areas, if you want to go to any area in our South Africa, you will be able to link you with the chairperson of that particular area, each and every corner. So we're able to engage with national federations, chairperson, to say, we want to have gymnastics in our community. Can you give us the contact numbers of your development officer? That's why even here in South Africa, we're having a contingent of not less than 200 people that are going overseas each and every year. The majority of those people are coming from rural areas. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mine is the issue of planning, which was asked by one of the honorable members, and the programs thereof. I will mention one. I'll firstly mention one program, and also deal with an issue of planning. We have coaches framework, which is a program that is going down to the local. As we speak, provinces are already engaged in it, so they have got coaches commissions in the provinces. As I speak, coaches commissions are being launched in the districts, and going to go down to the locals. This program it complements the issue of schools leads, because there if there will be any success in the issue of leads, it's because there are people who know what is going on and how to assist the athletes down there. And I also want to say that as we speak, the coaches framework is dealing with the issue of implementation in the national office, which is also being taken down to the provinces. Therefore, we have a program in terms of development in as far as coaches and town officials as well. There will be also a framework that is going to come very soon. In another one, the issue of SALGA games. SALGA games, if you look into the policy, which will take long if I describe it, in the policy in their book of implementation, it gives exactly the issue of development in terms of the age that are actually involved there. And also the policies that are given to federations in terms of their selections, as well as the issue of talent identification. I can name a few athletes in soccer, in athletics, in rugby, in boxing, that come from those games, soccer games, who are now professionals. And some of them, they are even retired professionals. So the issue of planning and programs is there. And we are, as sport council, involved in ensuring that they take place and they go on. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, I know that all of us are very passionate about sport.
because we can't be here forever. And then we want to wrap up the meeting. With the understanding, of course, that the civil school will give you the conduct, his conduct, as you organize your function in various parts of our country. You'll always make members of parliament, but this one aware of. Because a lot of constituencies on the ground for members of parliament will be easy then to link with them, just to deal with some of the issues that they are facing. And of course, those members, they may not be sport members, but they'll come back and attend the sport and talk to the sport person. I think we should do that just to ensure that they are. You don't back in Alexander, but the member who stays in Alexander doesn't even know that you're already in Alexander, you're already in Johannesburg. It's very important that we do that. And then I think the Western Cape situation, I think the week when you have Western Cape leadership, that try to come together and come some resources in the country. We shouldn't have really a matter that is unresolved for many years. Of course, you know that we are in a very old structure in terms of proclamation, but in terms of actual existence, we are almost new. We are almost new. It's one thing to say we are formed in 1912, but we never existed for the last 100 years. We exist now. And you can't work like that, generally, because then they should be saying that we can count ourselves to say that, Mr. Monk, you are doing well. So, bear in mind that members of parliament are interested to see development, transformation. That's why they must change laws. If there are laws that you think that are problematic, they make it difficult for you to move. For sure, that's why we encourage members of parliament is to do exactly that. So these are issues that make us not to move on. So therefore, they can sit down, look at it, and try to assist to resolve some of this problem. I think you have raised really very many points that are very critical for us. And then we do that for members, many activities that we organize, members will be informed, they will be able to attend, and then the secretary will inform them. And of course, we are very happy that we have met with you. We have made this important presentation. I think it's very nice presentation, but someone is very nice. I think when I say show you for the one that you said, the kind of last thing was the one to do. But I think they'll do that, they will provide not do that. But I think the members also raised in the point that you should also be visible. We should be visible this much, right? Link up with the schools holding and also link up with the mass participation score. I think very critical. I hope that in 20 years time of someone when we sit down will help to fight how many people we have produced through our own system in terms of administrators. Because it's one thing really to take a person, someone, and then you pretend as if you are assisting this person get money, and that person simply dumps. We are preparing people to become, some who will never be professional, but they want to get involved in sport. They will want to get involved in sport. I think we should do that. But I think in 10 years time when you come before us, and the report is still around, you have to tell us. I'm not saying that for, don't forget, members of parliament, every 5 years, they must renew their name. They are not guaranteed to be here. But this one may be guaranteed for the next 10 years. Well, whatever it does. But I think the point that you are raising there is that it's important when you talk about development and transformation, just for you to tell us who are these people that you have developed, that you have empowered, that have potential to move on. Otherwise, if you don't see this thing happening but for one, and then developing category one by that. So when learning category one already, we catch already. Because this development should assist us to ensure that these people become professional. Very professional. I know that members also are playing golf. One day Barry, they will invite you. Mackenzie, the golf player, can assist you on that and move on that. But I think, colleagues, the meeting is very, very, thank you very much that you have taken your time also to appear before the committee. And thank members of the committee to take time to work on this issue. Of course, Moses will assist us with the constitution. You are sport, of course, you are federation. But I guess that there will be constitution somewhere. You don't have a constitution. No, but the province, the provincial one, the Western Cape, surely. Honorable the
as you want to know what is the constitution of the Western Cape for cancer. Surely it is important that we do that. Your constitution would be almost the same, really, in general, in terms of the objective. Structural would change, what you thought, 18 regions in KZN, therefore, general would be a different situation. But I thank you very much. I think it's very useful for this discussion. And we hope that we'll then interact with us from time to time. The committee is going to visit provinces, generally, SMK, KZN, and Gauteng. Surely, those people sit in these areas, you are back. You'll be conducted accordingly, and we meet with you, and then we move with you around. Because we must work together to ensure that we bring about development and short commission. And I say thank you very much, and I think you are much better, and I'm much better informed now about sport and about sport cancer. And the role that you have played, we really highly appreciate it. I remember my head with that. And again, with us, we have to have many meetings for us really to push and think a bit. You push us to change the law, we also push you to deliver. Because if you can't give you money, you can't deliver. You must also deliver. That's what we expect you to do. And then thank you very much. Take care. And then just say,
don't get the check.